Social distancing slows the spread of coronavirus, so stay a minimum of 6 feet away from others and stay home if you can. More info at coronavirus.gov. Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your money briefing for Wednesday, May 27th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. The coronavirus pandemic has exposed a long-term personal finance problem for many Americans. They don't save enough. A Federal Reserve study last year showed that about 4 in 10 wouldn't be able to come up with $400 in a financial emergency. And while Americans want to sock away some money, many don't know where to start.
It's not something like you don't have to basically go and change the entire way of how you spend your money or save your money. It's still little hacks. It's things you may already be doing. You just don't realize that you're doing them. Or it's maybe tweaking a little thing that you do or maybe doing something twice as opposed to once a month. So it's little things.
More than 30 financial experts have offered some simple and not so obvious tips to help you build up savings. In just a moment, The Wall Street Journal's Christina LaRosa will be here to discuss some of their ideas.
Social distancing slows the spread of coronavirus, so we should all stay home to lower the risk for everyone. More info at coronavirus.gov. Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The pandemic has put Americans with little savings in a tight financial spot. The Wall Street Journal's Christina LaRosa is with us to discuss some key savings tips from financial experts. So, Christina, many people are probably realizing they had a lot of excess in their lives before the coronavirus.
They had a lot of excess in their lives, and I think more to the point, they may not have had enough money to tap in an emergency, or maybe they had the money and they had to tap it because of the pandemic.
Now, the idea of saving is pretty intimidating for a lot of people, especially if they don't have much left after paying their bills.
So the idea is that you can do small things. It's not something like you don't have to basically go and change the entire way of how you spend your money or save your money. It's still little hacks. It's things you may already be doing. You just don't realize that you're doing them. Or it's maybe tweaking a little thing that you do or maybe doing something twice as opposed to once a month. So it's little things. It's, you know, they're not surprising things. Some of the things are obvious, but taken together, they can really make a difference in how much money you save.
And planning out your expenses can make a difference, like finding one thing to cut from your spending.
Everyone says, don't eat out for lunch, take your lunch. It's a lot easier said than done. But maybe it's as simple as don't buy lunch once a month. And then instead of, and when you take your lunch, you take the amount of money that maybe you would have spent on lunch, say whether it's $10, $20, and put that into a fund. So it's not just the idea of, oh, I won't buy lunch that day. It's I'm going to take the money that I would have bought for lunch and I'm going to purposely put that aside.
Financial experts also recommend ranking your expenses.
A great idea that we received from one of the people we tapped is take about 2 or 3 months worth of debit card or credit card transactions, print them out, look at them, actually make two copies, give one to yourself and one to a spouse, partner, friend, trusted family member. And then you rank them and then have that person separately rank them. The idea is that if you and I both rank something as unnecessary, then that's an easy thing to cut. If there's something that I rank as necessary, but you rank as unnecessary, then maybe I, you know, think about cutting that one or not cutting that one, or maybe I just cut it partially. So it's kind of an idea of seeing, wow, if both people really think that this is unnecessary, then it really is unnecessary.
Now, for many people, there's an extra payday that occurs in 2 months out of the year.
So most of us get paid twice a month. You know, that third paycheck, at least part of that third paycheck, can actually be a little bit of found money. Even if it's $20, $30, $100, you just automatically take a part of that third paycheck a month. And I believe it happens maybe 4 times a year, I believe. And it's like found money. And I think if you actually automate it where you know on what week you're going to get that third paycheck, if you set an automatic transfer of however much into your savings, then it's something you don't even have to think about.
Now tell me about the sweatpants tax and how that could help people save.
That's a great idea that we received from a professor at Ohio State University. The idea is to reward the things you want to do by giving yourself an opportunity to do the things you should do. So, you know, everyone's in sweatpants right now. And the idea is when we all go back to work, we probably won't be able to wear our sweatpants. Not everyone is going to be able to go, you know, go back to work in casual clothing. But if you are, the idea is that you basically force yourself to pay for wearing these comfortable clothes again. So if I decide today that I'm going to wear, you know, a pair of sweatpants or maybe even a pair of comfortable jeans to work as opposed to getting more dressed up, then I'm going to almost make myself put money into the sweatpant jar.
Now, here's something I hadn't thought about, transferring specific amounts of money from your savings account to your checking account.
This is actually, my favorite hack of all the ones that we received. It kind of is a reversal of what most people do. Most people get direct deposits into their checking accounts, and then they will transfer a certain amount into savings. This kind of is the opposite. You get all of your money going directly into your savings account. So the savings is built in, and then you just transfer out the amount of money you know you need to spend. So you don't have to think about, oh, let me put aside this amount of money, because you're doing that by default. The trick to that is you have to be pretty cognizant of how much money you actually are going to spend and what your expenses are, because you want to make sure you have enough of that in your checking account.
And while we're all at home, it's a good idea to look around and see what's sellable.
I think all of us during the quarantine have cleaned out attics, have cleaned out basements, have cleaned out closets. And the idea for this one is that you take one item a month and you sell that item. And if you do this on a monthly basis, then you're creating a bit of a revenue stream for your savings account. Instead of the article of clothing or the piece of furniture or the toy sitting in your attic or your basement, you're actually selling it and making some money.
All right. That's the Wall Street Journal's Christina LaRosa with us. Christina, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.